It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
The Bernstein and Holmes Show.
I do love the chandelier concept that they were talking about. And then I started to realize, man, there are a lot of clear posts in that chandelier.
A lot of clear lights.
A lot of clear lights.
Those clear ones at Hallis Hall are bad football rods.
That's the vibe I was getting.
Hey, what is that? It's an inanimate carbon rod.
Well, they just represent losing seasons.
A round of applause for this inanimate carbon rod.
Yeah! We don't need to
loser
say
rods. Right got
there.
It.
Inanimate, huh? I'll show him inanimate. Yeah!
I was also disappointed that Matt Eberflus isn't his own beekeeper.
Bees?
Beads.
Beads.
Well, he can't do everything, yeah,
but
Dan.
He knew that, though.
I know, but I wanted him in the suit.
My father was a beekeeper before me. His father was a beekeeper before him.
Just put the suit on for the show.
No.
Get the honey, right?
I want to walk in their footsteps. And their footsteps were like this. Ah! Ah! I'm covered in bees! Ah!
There we go. Let's focus. Let's get after it.
Bernstein and Holmes, middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
Football's back, baby, as we're broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers. Got a lot today. We got Dave McGinnis. You want to feel football-y? Listen, man, to the Texas twang of one-time kind of maybe Bears head coach Dave McGinnis.
I mean, between McGinnis, Matt Bowen.
Charch
and Jason Leisure.
Mm-hmm.
If you want your football, you're going to get
mm-hmm.
it.
Whether you like it or not.
Hot and ready.
I like it. And I'm really ready for it. I don't know why this year. Maybe I've just had a nice long summer and I've spent a lot of time outside. And I'm ready. I'm ready for shorts and a hoodie. And I'm ready for pigskins to be flying through the air.
I think that here, at least in Chicago, the weather has really played a good role in that. Now, it's going to be warm today.
And there is another warm front coming through before it gets cooler.
But, well, no. Like, it's going to get in the 60s on Saturday. And then I think it's going to be 70 and sunny at Soldier Field Ooh. On Sunday. But, you know, I take a walk every night, and you're like, oh, I might have to go with a jacket tonight for that. So you can feel it. You can touch it. You can even smell it. It's in the air. And you're looking forward to it, I think, partially because the kickoff of the season, Ravens and Chiefs, gives us an opportunity to be 3 days closer to here's Caleb Williams' career starting.
It's football, mister.
You're damn right, Doug. Uncle Fuzzy, always ready.
So we're getting ready for football. We had a lovely little baseball thing last night that was fun because you don't really know it's happening, and then it happened. It's like, was that fun? Yay! What is it? Is it cool? Is it history? Kind of. Yay! No hitter. Okay, cool.
I had a thought, and I know that you want to get into this whole like combined no hitter thing.
No, it's all right. I want to hear the sound too.
Well, the sound is great.
Sounds awesome.
But I had this thought last night. Where there are newcomers to Chicago, whether you're talking about Mattis or did you see him with Shaq at the Sky game?
Mattis?
Yeah, looking like Cody Bellinger.
In all the ways that may mean?
Yeah.
Okay, he's allowed.
Yeah, he
is. He's an adult.
So you have him, obviously you've got Angel Reese and obviously you have Caleb Williams. I know that in those cases, we're talking about really young people, folks that are 20, 21, 22 years old. Shota, I don't think that we've talked about enough. Like, from we joke about it because the Cubs convention and him embracing the idea of, hey, Chicago, what do you say? The Cubs are going to win today. I don't know if I've had as much fun rooting for a newcomer than I have with Shota.
It's, yeah, he's ingratiated himself so quickly. It feels like he's been here forever, doesn't it?
It's pretty much just all fun. Like, and it would have been fun no matter what. But then you add on the excellence of it, how good he's been. And you go, look at this dude. Like, he just shows up here. And you're thinking that this is a guy that if he's your fourth pitcher, you're feeling pretty good about the signing because it didn't cost you a ton of money. And he's out there giving you legitimate ace starts. And from the first 2 months of starts, and it's like, okay, well, will the league figure him out? And he spent all of that time working, and you can see it. And he's one of the best pitchers in baseball. And for him to be another newcomer here in the city, where everyone is like so excited about debuts of newcomers, I kept thinking about that last night. And it's easier in some respects because Schultz has been a professional for a long time and he's a little bit older. It's also difficult in some respects because of the language barrier. But his embracing of even that part of it, of being like trying to learn stuff and share through his interpreter and talk with people.
The stuff that goes on with his walk to the park, yes, every day, stopping for coffee. And then he sometimes brings, because there's a woman who takes pictures and asks for autographs, and he brings her a latte sometimes. He's wearing a Walter Payton jersey the other day.
Yes.
Don't tell me this guy doesn't know how to play the PR game.
And yeah, Air Jordans that day, too.
He totally gets it. And even when you look at how he goes about like pregame stuff, and you see some of the videos, like the Cubs have shared some of the videos where he's talking to other pitchers, and he seems to easily make friends. This is the type of guy that you want to root for. This is the type of guy that, in a similar way, like we joke about Caleb Williams with him going to the bars and the Packers suck chant. That's what Shota's doing. Like, Shota's doing that. Oh, who's Walter Payton? That guy has a statue? Can anyone get me a jersey? Cool. I'm rocking it on the way into Wrigley Field. I love that. Like, it was interesting whether it was the NABJ or the Democratic National Convention, people walking out of Chicago being like, hey, Chicago's like really great.
All summer. Lollapalooza, same thing. NASCAR, come on.
Chicago's pretty great.
Chicago has had a star summer.
So you have all of this stuff, and then you have this guy who comes over, and he recognizes it too. And he's leaning into the bit. On top of being excellent.
And he's funny when he plays too. Like, when he gives up a long drive and turns around and makes that face and makes, like, the gritted teeth emoji. Ooh, yikes, that ball was hit really hard. He has a great sense of self-deprecation, and he sort of stands the stereotype of the Japanese athlete on its ear in a lot of ways. Because we always would think about these sort of
stoic
Bushido, intense product of practice.
Yeah, but see, sometimes that also is because Ichiro.
But that came late in his career when Ichiro was doing the goofy stuff and his ranting. And
no, like it was always
swearing.
It was always there.
Right, his teammates knew.
No.
Right, his teammates knew. And the stories came out like, oh yeah, this dude's a total goof.
And then you see him now as like ambassador of baseball, and he's just cool as hell. And I feel similarly about Shota. Like, that dude's just cool.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he's fun and great It would be one thing if he were just kind of middle of the road. He's got a 1.0 whip.
A text from Polish physician who says, Shota is the ice cream sundae in a plastic batting helmet of baseball.
Oh, I like it.
Just pure joy.
Just pure joy. And an ERA under 3.
And somebody who is sort of antithetical to the way pitchers pitch now. He pitches 92 and up. And he's this in Wrigley Field.
Yeah.
And he's this successful.
Yep.
It's really great. And when you see them combine for the no-hitter, and I didn't realize. And it wasn't one of the, call your friends, wake the kids, wake the dog. Mark Burley's got himself a no-hitter going. It's like, okay.
Alex Cohen was filling in yesterday for Boog. And I thought that he kind of did like the old school thing of just kind of like, oh, this game is this is really interesting. This has been a really dominant performance. And you're like, oh yeah,
you can say it. You can say
you,
it.
You can totally say it. But I didn't mind what Alex was doing on the broadcast yesterday. I thought it was really good. But it was like, oh yeah, there's a no hitter going on here.
Mm-hmm.
And as I'm invested in that, then it's like, they're totally going to take him out of this thing, aren't they?
It happened to me multiple times when I was doing the scorecard for a youth game. I think Jason's pitched in 3 combined no-hitters. One, he had like the first 4 2/3 of a 7-inning game. One, because like, you've got literal pitch stop rules. Like you have 2 more pitches left and then you have to come out depending on the league, depending on the tournament. And it's relatively common, but the kids would still get excited. And I didn't realize that either. I would look at the box score at the end and be like, oh, that was a no hitter, by the way, guys, when they're all huddled up after and the coach is talking and I go over and hand them the scorecard. I said, you might want to mention it was a combined no hitter. And even the coach, like, it was. So, and the kid's like, awesome. Hooray. Do we win anything for that? No. Do we get anything? No. Pack a big league chew, maybe? No.
No. Right. You don't get anything, but you get to have it. I caught one in college.
A combined?
No.
A real one?
Yeah.
Oh, that's different.
My man, Dan Bolin, Eisenhower's finest.
That's different. Like, I don't care what level. A college.
It was really like.
9-inning or 7?
7.
Okay.
7-inning. A part of a doubleheader, but he threw a damn no hitter and it was great. I also got hit in that game twice.
Well, then you needed to be on base, right? You were.
Yeah. But I was like, what did I do? I didn't do anything. People hitting me for.
How about Jeff Torborg? He caught a bunch of no-nos, right? He caught a Koufax.
Did Girardi catch a bunch of them too?
I don't know. I know Torborg had a nice run of catching no hitters. But it's just a unique and fun thing in sports. And it gave us some.
And Yogi, right? Yogi caught a couple of them.
Well, he had the Larson in 50. That's the the perfect game in the World Series. But it was just fun. So I want to start with Shota Imanaga through his interpreter on when he realized that he had something special going.
So we were told you didn't know it was a no-hitter. When did you find out it was a no-hitter?
So after I finished the 7th inning, I went 7 no earned runs. So Craig came to talk to me, and usually, he looks happy about, telling me good job, but he looked a little worried. And so I was figuring out what was going on, and that's when I learned.
Okay, so that's when he learned. So now let's hear from Nate Pearson, Porter Hodge, and Miguel Amaya, who were doing their post-game press conference together and in real time learning who knew what and when.
I had no idea neither. I figured it out when Nate was coming in and fans started booing. Yeah, I swear.
Indy, what was that like for you to come out to that?
I honestly didn't know we had a no-hitter going either, and I ran out there, started getting booed, and then I realized, oh, we probably got something on the line here. So I just kind of just locked it in, did my part.
We were down in the bullpen and he was looking at the TV, then I looked at the TV and I smiled at him, and because I thought he knew, but we didn't want to say anything, but then I just started laughing and he obviously didn't know till now. So I was just laughing down there.
So until he heard him say it sitting next to him right there, he thought they shared a moment.
Right.
Where they both knew, and they didn't share the moment because he had no clue.
That's great.
Baseball, man.
Would you like to see the list of catchers who have caught no-hitters and managed them?
Ooh, good trivia question.
You ready?
Yeah.
You want to take some guesses? I'll say one of them is really recent, and we should have thought of this.
Really recent of a
and local.
Local. So it's not Girardi.
I mean, he is on the list.
He's caught one and managed one.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I don't even know where to begin.
David Ross caught Arrieta's, managed Alec Mills.
Oh, sure.
Brad Ausmus caught Roy Oswalt and five relievers and managed Taylor Cole and Felix Pena. Joe Girardi caught Dwight Gooden, David Cohn's perfect game, and managed Anibal Sanchez. Scott Servais caught Daryl Kiles and managed James Paxton's. Mike Socha caught Fernando Valenzuela, Kevin Gross, managed Irvin Santana, and Jared Weaver. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
You caught two and you managed two. Jeff Torborg, Sandy Koufax, Bill Singer, and Nolan Ryan,
mm-hmm.
and managed Wilson Alvarez.
Oh, yeah, against the Orioles.
Mm-hmm.
You guys know for a while. Oh, sorry. Were you done, Lawrence?
I mean, it's fine. The rest is like really old school. But
so? I'm old. I'm right here.
Okay. Well, Chief Zimmer caught Cy Young's in 1897.
This is too old. I'm not that old.
See?
Okay.
My guy, Chief Zimmer.
Yeah, 1897's stretching it a little bit.
We don't know enough about Chief Zimmer that you want to say my guy.
Well, here's what I'll
yeah,
say.
That's true. Be very careful declaring a guy from 1897.
Not my guy.
Right. Yeah, because you think about when he might have been born and whatever. But I will say, here's what's unique about Chief Zimmer's.
Well, I guarantee you,
Chief Zimmer's.
Anybody nicknamed Chief then? Native American.
Probably.
Just like anybody nicknamed Mo was Jewish because of Moses.
Look, he didn't just catch Cy Young's. He managed and caught Chick Frazier's.
Well, then, now we're on to something.
That is in 1903. So that's pretty good. Then Wilbert Robinson.
Here's to you, Wilbert Robinson.
Edward Seward and Bill Hawk. That was in 1888 and 1893.
Mm-hmm.
And then managed Dazzy Vance's.
Dazzy Vance under a drive.
In 1925.
Love it.
So that's pretty good.
Hey, man, when something like a combined no-hitter can have us remembering baseball guys, it's already a start of a good day.
Oh, here's a really good one.
What?
Bill Kerrigan caught Smokey Joe Wood, Rube Foster, Dutch Leonard, and then managed and caught Foster and Leonard.
Whoa.
They really don't make nicknames like that anymore. Smokey Joe Wood.
Yeah, he was great. Look up his numbers.
But
I'm sure he was great.
Look up Smokey Joe Wood.
I'll take your word for it.
Those nicknames back then were... Mm-hmm. Either mean or backhanded slurs. Like
they all are. What do you think Hazen Shirley Kyler?
Kai Kyler.
Because he had a stutter.
Yeah.
What's your name, son? Kai Kyler. Okay. Yeah.
So that's
that's your name now.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, anyway, what I was going to say, there
old
was
epileptic Bob over there.
last night,
Twitchy
last night's
Bob.
The I think last night was the first Chicago-related no-hitter I wasn't running the board for since the Alec Mills no-hitter. I was on the board for Alec Mills' no-hitter. I was on the board for the combined no-hitter in 2022. Was that when that happened? I also was on the board the night that Giolito threw his no-hitter and Carlos Rodon threw his no-hitter.
So, in other words, we have to bring you in if you want a no-hitter.
Yeah, until last night, I was the no-hitter guy.
And I got to produce, I was pushing the buttons for the one in 2015, Jake Arrieta. That was awesome.
See, I like this better. Producers of no-hitter.
Oh, so, yeah, everybody is clamoring to know that information right there.
Smokey Joe Wood only played 11 years. He compiled 40.2 war.
Oh, my God.
In 11 years. He had a career ERA of 2.03.
I think that'll play.
He had a pretty good season in 1912 when he went 34-5 with a 1.91 ERA.
How many innings did he throw?
344. He had 10 shutouts. 35 complete games,
yeah,
and 10 shutouts. So that's pretty good. Old Smokey Joe Wood. Not terrible.
You one other Smokey nugget Joe's about Cafe. About the no-hitter, the combined no-hitter. This combined no-hitter was the first no-hitter at Wrigley in 52 years. It hadn't really dawned on me that all of these recent no-hitters and the combined no-hitter were all on the road.
Yeah, you have the Alec Mills one. The Zambrano one was in Milwaukee. But it was a home game, right? But it was in Milwaukee against the Marlins. Is that right?
The Zambrano? Yeah, it was a home game in Milwaukee against one of the worst teams I've ever seen that hadn't slept for like 72 hours. Because remember the travel?
Yes.
For everybody to get where they had to go? I don't even think they had their uniforms on. It was like an American Legion game.
I saw one of the worst teams I've ever seen win a game last night.
How about that?
Whee!
Broke up their fourth losing streak of 12 or more?
All right, that's enough baseball on the day that football comes back, at least for now.
One more note. No controversies on a quick lookup of who Chief Zimmer was. Charles Lewis, Chief Zimmer. No controversies. Studs, he can be your guy.
Are we sure?
I think so.
Wikipedia has absolved him
of any possible family crimes or slave ownership or anything. We sure?
I can't speak for his family. I think
that you're probably onto something, Dan, where you get that nickname. You're probably...
Or you looked that way.
Yeah, like you were probably native, you know, snuck into the game.
Mm-hmm. I always wondered that about Robert Parrish, even. Like when they say, here's this taciturn. I think that came from Chief Bromden from One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest.
I thought it was because he was Chief in Wheat.
That's later, but I always thought that nickname came from Chief Bromden, but who knows? You never want to get too far down the old nickname rabbit hole because you end up learning things you'd rather not know.
That's right, Trenchfoot.
Let's talk a little football next. We got football night on Score.
It's football, mister.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center... Keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Bernstein and Holmes, your midday destination for Chicago sports talk on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com in Odyssey Station.
It's football, mister.
It is, and it's tonight, right here, on these very airwaves and beyond. Tonight, you'll be able to hear the NFL season opener on The Score. The Ravens take on the Chiefs in an AFC title game rematch. Coverage begins at 6:30, kickoff 7:20 right here on The Score and the Odyssey app. The Athletic did their first power ranking, their final preseason power ranking, setting it up, and the Bears are right smack dab in the middle.
At 16,
they are they're what you think they should be. Yes, and
what's the capsule? Is there any capsule on it?
There is. The Chiefs are number one, obviously. And then I kept scrolling, and I did not cheat on this. I didn't. I really did read it through, and they give a
the Chiefs as number one is interesting. Obviously, they're the champs, right? But
they're better than they were last year.
Last year's team was it was touch and go during the regular season.
They didn't have anybody who could catch a ball.
That
and they won the Super Bowl
Sunday night game with them and the Packers, like. Is anyone going to catch a ball tonight?
That was bad.
First game of the season.
Mm-hmm.
They lost because no one could catch the ball.
Well, and then they had the guy lining up offsides, and it was none of that was good.
Patrick Mahomes got mad at people.
Chiefs 1, Lions 2.
Ooh.
Ravens 3.
Saucy.
And Texans 4. Then the Niners, the Packers 6. Cowboys, Bills. Bengals, Eagles, that's 10.
Okay. I don't have any problems there.
All right. Browns at 11.
I need to see it.
Rams at 12.
It's about right.
Jets, 13.
Their roster is really good even before you start talking about the quarterback. But if the quarterback isn't healthy or isn't on it, you got problems.
Or is finally old.
Yeah, I think he's definitely old.
But is finally playing old. We'll see.
We'll see.
Okay. 14, Dolphins.
Probably a little low.
15, Falcons.
I've got questions, but they did seem to be a team that just needed a quarterback, and now they got one.
16, Bears.
I have questions there, too.
And they use one word for preseason vibes.
Bears.
And the one word, every team gets one word for preseason vibes.
Bears.
I will just read you the previous one word preseason vibes before we get to the Bears and without the teams. These were the one word explanations or descriptions of the vibes around a team. Swiftian, wired, steady, too good, not great, Bob, lurking, one third fixed, Clyde Drexler's Trailblazers. Worrisome, chilly, depends on who you ask, weird, testy, contrarian, impatient, and the Bears, the word is?
Bears.
Giddy.
Ooh.
Here's the capsule.
Bears.
Things seem almost too good in Chicago. People expect rookie quarterback Caleb Williams to set the franchise record for single-season passing yards. Not rookie record, but all-time record. Right now, that belongs to Eric Kramer, who passed for 3,838 yards in 1995. For now, we're ignoring the fact that Williams completed less than 50% of his passes in a brief preseason appearance.
We haven't ignored that.
Add to that a defense that led the NFL in points allowed at 15.5 per game from week 12 on last season, and the Bears have reason to smile.
You know, part of the reason that they gave up all of those points in the second half of the season.
Or they didn't give up all those points.
Because they finally got
a player.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. They got Montez Sweat.
They still need another one, though.
Perhaps. But boy, when you get to the, who do you think is last? Who do you think is 32 of 32?
Panthers.
Yeah, I was going to.
Panthers are 29.
Yeah, they're moving on up.
Their preseason vibe is better.
That's what I said. I said things are going to be better.
That's literally what you said. Who's dead last here? You got 29.
Bears. No.
Go ahead. Anybody. To the room. It's hard because it's a big blob this year.
Yeah.
Because it's a huge blob here. Because if you're just joining us, if you are new to the score.
Is it the Titans?
It's not. But just to get you reacquainted on blob theory, the unifying theory of NFL football for me for years has been the blob theory. Most NFL teams are in the blob.
Is it the Patriots?
It is the Patriots. And it's hard to break free of the blob, It is also hard to sink to the very center of the blob.
What's the word for the Patriots?
Overmatched.
That sounds about right.
It says the award for worst look of the preseason goes to first-year Patriots coach Gerard Mayo, who said New England had a true quarterback competition and that rookie Drake May had outplayed veteran Jacoby Brissett, and then he named Brissett the starter.
Sure did.
The Patriots' organizational thinking seems to be that the rest of the offense is too bad to put the valuable May in harm's way.
Fair enough.
That's going to make Mayo's pregame pep talks tough this season. Good luck, Jacoby. They're at 32. Number 31 is the Giants. Number 30, the Broncos.
So look, remember how I was saying that everyone is very excited about their rookie quarterback? Well, there was an illustration of it earlier this week. I go back through my tweets, make sure I get it right. Here's what I mean. The Athletic wrote a piece, and here's the graph before you can click on it. Bo Nix has always been ready. From starting under center for Alabama high school football as an eighth grader to becoming the Broncos QB1, Nix has stayed ahead of the curve.
Huh?
I'm just saying that everyone.
Well, here's the capsule on that.
And Bo Nix, like in the way they're selling it is, he was an eighth grader playing varsity. He's a freshman starter at Auburn. And now he's going to be starting for the Broncos because he's ahead of the curve.
Here's the brief capsule. Preseason vibes for Denver? Confident. Should they be? Who knows? It doesn't look great from the outside, but second-year coach Sean Payton is a big believer in Sean Payton.
Very much so.
He's also a big fan of Bo Nix. Almost everyone in the league thought the Broncos overdrafted Nix at number 12, but Payton has raved about him all preseason. If Payton can inject some of his self-belief into Nix, he might prove himself right and everyone else wrong, or this team will be stuck down here in the 30s all season long.
Can you look up what it says about the two teams that are playing tonight, Kansas City and Baltimore?
Sure. Kansas City, number one, preseason vibes, Swiftian. Mahomes is throwing behind-the-back passes in preseason games. Kansas City locked up at star center, and Xavier Worthy is bringing the afterburners back to the offense. The defending champs are starting the season the way they ended the last one, on a high note. Even the off-field momentum is peaking. Tight end and Taylor Swift boyfriend Travis Kelce just signed a mega podcast deal with his brother Jason. A week one visit for the Ravens will provide a fun showcase, but even a loss wouldn't kill the mood. Everything about the Chiefs is pointed toward January and February.
Patrick Mahomes is in year 8.
Amazing.
It's wild.
Here's what it says about the Ravens. Preseason vibes, steady. Entering John Harbaugh's, what year do you think this is for him?
20?
17th season as Ravens head coach. Baltimore is doing mostly what it's done the last 16 seasons, plugging along. A new defensive coordinator and a rebuilt offensive line raise questions, but the Ravens get the benefit of the doubt for now because of Harbaugh, reigning MVP Lamar Jackson, and how scary running back Derrick Henry still is. The preseason death of offensive line coach Joe D'Alessandris cast a pall over preparations last month.
As it should. That makes sense.
Yeah.
I'm excited to see some of the stuff that they can do with Lamar and Derrick Henry.
Old school power option stuff. You're thinking like high school. They could run the veer.
They sure could.
Yep, they could.
There's just all sorts of stuff you can do. It'll be great. Why don't we get a little more laser focused on the Bears for a second?
Okay.
When we come back, you know how we all were talking about Mr. Colbert and saying that that guy is all about a good vibe? Mm-hmm. Well, he was on the Good Vibe Babe show yesterday, bringing about the good vibes, speaking specifically about the general manager of this Bears team. We'll let you hear what he has to say next. Bernstein and Holmes here with you until 2 on The Score.
Bernstein and Holmes, middays 10 to 2. On Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Score.
And 670thescore.com. In Odyssey Station.
The Bears will play their final preseason game in Kansas City
against the defending Super Bowl champion Chiefs. That kind of challenge requires zen-like confidence.
People are like, what is that? What is that? I'm like, it's a sound bowl. It cleans the energy and the space around you and within you and gets my energy in the, gets me aligned, it grounds me, and it brings a lot of peace.
I feel zenned out. It's good.
I'm gonna fall asleep because in my one of the sleep videos that I watch, one of the ASM artists who I watch for sleep videos, Edia, E-D-I-Y-A, and you know it's a lot of new agey, and I don't believe in the new agey stuff and the sage cleansing and the crystals and all that. I just find it really relaxing.
Then you believe in it?
Not necessarily. I mean, I don't believe that she's clearing my aura and aligning my chakras, but I just like the sounds and the textures and the voice, and it's the singing bowl, the Tibetan singing bowls are part of it. Don't hold up Nick Foles' book. It doesn't necessarily mean I believe it. It's just it's fun it. Silliness. Or what's her name? Reiki with Anna, which she does various selenite wands and lights candles and declares intentions. And I don't actually, like I say, I'm not like, oh, this is great. It's going to clear my throat chakra and my third eye. I just like the sounds and the sense of it, the whole thing. But yeah, that's the Tibetan singing bowls do give you that kind of, but he's doing it himself. He went and bought his own singing bowls. He just,
Why not?
I wouldn't know where to buy one. I wouldn't know what to do with it.
I can help you in that regard.
I'm sure there's some new age store downtown. I can go and get my various crystals that I need, my selenite, my rose quartz, and my carnelian. And
you don't even have to go that far. I mean, you can just look at it and like have it be part of like your Shavasana yoga practice.
I don't have one.
Yeah, but it's very easy to start.
Yeah, but yoga looks like it would hurt.
No, it actually does the opposite.
It just looks like it would hurt. I see people doing yoga and I always say, ow. Your yoga makes me say, ow.
Yeah, but those people have probably been practicing for years. They're very easy. We can do something right now.
What?
Come on. We'll do something right now.
Okay.
All right. I want you to just loosen up a little bit. Okay.
I'm bad at that.
Then we're going to do like a sun salutation where we breathe in as we raise our arms.
Okay.
And then breathe out through the mouth as we lower them. One more time. And then breathe out.
I can do that.
See?
That didn't hurt.
Didn't hurt at all, right? And then you can start adding.
I do all kinds of breathing exercises. I do box breathing and 4-7-8 breathing.
Yeah. And then you can tailor. Like this is my view on yoga, is not everyone's view on it, but I think that it benefits if you can kind of use the practice and learn a couple of poses, but you have it build around you versus feeling like you have to be able to do some of the poses that maybe, you know, you've seen.
What's funny is when I do push-ups, I do 60 a day of three different hand positions. Mm-hmm. And in between the 10 of each hand position, each set of 30, I do a stretch. And I do a stretch that was taught Coach Jones, Deerfield freshman soccer, always had us do this as part of our regular warm up, and I've kept doing it forever. And I walk in and Zoe goes, "Why are you doing downward dog?" And I said, "What do you mean?" She goes, "That's downward dog."
See?
And I said, "No, this is a soccer stretch that I learned from freshman soccer." It's like, "No, that's downward dog."
It's totally downward. Was it Chris Jones? I think Chris Jones at one point, like I think he practices yoga and I forget, it may have been Kay Adams on the sidelines. Like, he was in like full uniform, and she's like, why don't you show us some poses? And he's like, well, I'm in full uniform.
Right, I got no flexibility. So the range of motion.
Yeah, but
it was Kay Adams. I'm looking at it right now.
Yeah.
That's exactly
he's
it.
He's like, I'm not going to do downward dog right now, especially on the sideline.
The 815 says, save this audio for the first Bears loss.
Yeah, we should probably have some sound bowls just in case.
Save it. That'll be the legacy of Adrian Colbert.
Mm-hmm.
That he will be able to keep us centered and help my blood pressure after a Bears loss. Okay.
I think that's a good way to...
Not a bad idea.
Yeah. There'll be days where I don't even know if yoga will help us, but it is what it is. So why don't we hear from Adrian Colbert and hear what... There's very emotional, his ending time at the Bears, but he had some really good things to say about Ryan Poles.
And I think a lot of fans were really surprised to see Ryan Poles be so vulnerable with you in that moment. Were you surprised by the emotion he showed?
No, absolutely not. I think when you get a chance to spend time with a person that is not just a number and don't view themselves as just a number, it's easy to root for them. Like, you show up and you be yourself and you make plays, it's hard not to root for somebody that does that. So when you create a bond outside of just being on the field, making plays and being a person and getting to know people overall, like he does, of course, it's going to hurt when you have to make a hard decision like that.
It's extremely understanding.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of who he has become. Shout out to Ruthie Polinsky, who was sitting in on the afternoon show with Speed yesterday. I thought she did a great job, by the way. So,
yeah, it's hard. It's never hosted a show before.
Yeah.
It's not easy to walk in a major market and sit down and open a mic for 4 hours.
And she did I thought she did a great job. But Adrian Colbert, that's a great vibe to have. And it's not easy to build that type of vibe out. Like, it takes a lot of discipline and reflection and introspection, and I think he's got that. I think there's something to learn from it. We're going to do some more learning.
Oh, yeah.
Or maybe I should say learning.
Learning. None of that fancy book learning. We're talking football learning, mister.
We got old school football. Dave McGinnis is going to talk Titans Bears with us. Don't go anywhere. I don't even know. You don't even have to care about what happens in this game. All I can tell you is that you're going to walk away from the segment feeling great. Just like Dan with yoga. Back after this on The Score.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.